David Eagle's blog, read by David Eagle. This one was posted on January the 17th, 2012. It's called, What If We All Did That? I've talked before about the people who sit on the back of buses playing loud music on their mobile phones. I wonder what thought process these people have, which makes them think that it is perfectly acceptable and normal behaviour to play their music to everyone else on the bus. Do they believe that they are somehow doing us a favour, that their musical taste is somehow superior to ours, and that they're educating and enlightening us? But since the music played by this type of person seems to generally be generic pop music, I don't think they really consider any such noble cause. It's much more likely that these people don't even think about the rest of us and are simply doing it because they are ignorant. It is ignorance, isn't it? Surely it's not me just getting old. There is a line that people tend to wheel out whenever someone is doing something annoying and socially agitating like this. A passenger sitting a few seats away from me is talking to the person next to her about the ignorant man playing the music and has just come out with this line. Oh, what if we all did that? This is actually quite a fun theme to explore if you've nothing better to do, and since you're listening to this, then chances are you haven't got anything better to do. So, what are we waiting for? Should we explore this theme? Okay then. The passenger who's complaining about the man with the phone has a bottle of nail varnish open, which she is applying to her nails. Presumably, she thinks her behaviour is perfectly harmless. But what if everyone on the bus did that? Well, we'd all be high, I suppose. And we'd probably have a big party, and our friend at the back of the bus with the musical phone would no longer be an annoyance, but instead would be the party's DJ. So perhaps it would be a good thing if we all had a bottle of nail varnish open as we travel on the bus. Plus, we'd all have great nails. Brilliant. But on the other hand, a figurative hand, but nonetheless one which also happens to sport great nails, perhaps it would not be such a good thing. We could all throw up as a result of the fumes from the nail varnish. So next time someone does something to annoy you and you jump straight in with that cliche line, what if we all did that? Perhaps consider the possible positive consequences that might occur if we all did decide to do that thing. And maybe you'll actually realise that it might not be such a bad thing after all. Or consider what activity you might be involved in and what possible ramifications might exist if everyone else emulated your actions. Oh, yes, this really is classic thought for the day material, isn't it? Come on, Radio 4, what are you waiting for? Commission me. So, what if everyone on the bus decided to play their music to the rest of the bus? Maybe this could be a new social experiment for me to conduct. I could sit one row forward from the person with the music and whisper to the person next to me to start playing music loudly on their phone, but first to pass the message on to the row in front of them. This message could then be disseminated in whispers to everyone on the bus, and in time, the whole bus would be filled with conflicting loud music. How would the original person playing the music on his phone react? Perhaps by doing this, we'll make the person at the back of the bus think about what he is doing. The other thing I could perhaps do is sit at the back of the bus, wait for the song on the person's phone to finish playing, and then turn to the person playing the music and say, thank you very much for showing me that song. You know, it really has challenged my preconceptions of generic pop music. How about I return the favour now and play you a song? This is a really up-tempo number, and I hope you like it. It's the perfect track to play loudly on a mobile phone above the roar of a bus engine in front of loads of stressed commuters on their way home from work, and then play the person the song. What if we all decided to do that, to diligently listen to each other's musical offerings and then offer a musical suggestion of our own? Well, we'd be sharing and learning from each other. Surely this would be the truest form of community radio. Wouldn't that be a lovely bonding moment for us all? So, perhaps it wouldn't be such a bad thing after all. Perhaps I will try these two social experiments and video them for this blog, but feel free if you want to attempt it yourselves first, and let me know how you got on, please, and if you've still got all your teeth.